At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back of the fan, Lyman's accusing Mitch of piling on. You're accusing Mitch of piling on.
It's ridiculous. We sit here and we break down the game. We've done it all morning. We've had great calls, we have great reaction. I'm not sensing as much panic as maybe I thought we would get because you treat the playoff games like they're football Sundays.
All
and
right.
After a loss, we overreact. But then I thought we were level-headed. Mitch comes in. I got audio from Brian Windhorst. I got audio from Kendrick Perkins. Got audio from Jay Williams ripping on the Cavs. And it's like, now all of a sudden, the Cavs that have been the darling all year, they lose one playoff game,
yep.
Mind you. One. And
you
now
go.
It's a disaster. That's the end of the world.
Time to take off the gloves. Let's hear this Jay Williams audio first. This is Jay Williams from Get Up. Owen, you got it? All right, here it is. Go.
I am extremely concerned about the Cavs. Number one, Garland in that situation. And number two, defensively, you talk about one of the best teams defensively in the league. I mean, they just look uninterested in this game. I mean, for 19 threes to be made on 54% shooting, with all the narratives that have been looming around Cleveland throughout the entire year, I better see a different Cleveland team in game two. And I know they had a good layoff. And sometimes that layoff can disrupt your rhythm, but still, that's no excuses. I saw lazy defense. Donovan Mitchell, I think he is a superstar in this league. 33 points on 30 shots. You have two players that took 50 of their 98 shots. The second player was Ty Jerome, not showing up offensively, but defensively not being locked in. That was one of the most disappointing efforts that I've seen in the game one.
Okay, come on. I know we got to do something here, but Lord, I did not think that they took it very seriously to start things off. I think that they got punched in the face. I do think what Danny says, now you could take this as an excuse. I think it became much more palatable when Danny says, like, hey, man, it's going to be hard to replicate what the Pacers do after you just got off the Miami series. This is what Brian Windhorst had to say about the Cleveland Cavaliers, and this might explain a little bit more.
I will just say to you, and I'm not saying this just now. I've been saying this for a while. Internally, the Cavs were wary of the Pacers for weeks. Because remember, there was a while there where the Pistons, Pacers, and Bucks mm-hmm. were all sort of tied. And the Pacers made that late season push. They finished 14-4 to get the 4 seed. When that was becoming apparent, the Cavs were giving them the side eye. Because that's a quasi bad matchup for the Cavs. I mean, they won 64 games. There isn't a team like, you know, that they feel like they're a quote unquote bad matchup against, but it's a more uncomfortable matchup.
All right, what do you take from that when you hear that? That's courtesy of the Hoop Collective.
Well, as compared to what? Like,
well, because if they knew
all the teams are good this round of the playoffs.
If they knew going in, it's like, why didn't you hit the gas if you knew
right.
going in
the final two games?
They were going to be a little rough, yeah.
Yeah, because, right, like Owen, you said they lost those games.
Yeah.
They obviously were mailing those in.
Right.
They were more focused on
staying
healthy.
They played them game 79, which had the Knicks won and the Pacers lost, and the Knicks would have been in this position or something. It would have flip-flopped them out with the Knicks somehow.
Yeah.
And then they basically played no one in game 82 and still almost beat them.
It is true that they are a difficult matchup. And it is true that also that I did not think they came out and they showed the type of aggression that they should have shown. That's all true and fair. I don't think there should be some gross overreaction. Now, find me on Wednesday morning. If they go out there and they look listless tomorrow night and they lose to the Indiana Pacers, then find me tomorrow night and we'll talk. Or on Wednesday morning, we'll talk about it. Because as of right now, it's like, okay, hold on. Let's not go crazy here. I think that right now we have to batten down the hatches and understand that, yeah, you know what? You're probably in a series. When Brad Doherty had said at 9 o'clock on Friday that he thought it was going to be a 70-game series, it did it or did it not get your attention? It got my attention, and I purposefully did not make that big a deal about it afterwards because, hey, let's be honest, I wanted to get ready for game one. I want to have some fun. It's a Friday morning. I'm sitting there trying to scare everybody into the Indiana Pacers series was not my version of fun on Friday.
Yeah, but we warned everybody.
I respect Brad Doherty's opinion, obviously. I care very much for it, but Lord Almighty,
no,
I just didn't want to.
Yeah, you wanted
no,
to fight
I didn't
him.
Want to fight him on. I wasn't going to fight him on.
No,
I just did not want to. I just wasn't going to give it a lot more air than maybe it needed more air. I just wasn't going to give it a lot because I wanted to have a good time. I didn't want to bog everybody down with concern before we start a series against Indiana on a Friday.
We did say that this was going to be the biggest step up in competition that any team would face.
Yes.
In the playoffs.
Yeah, one team that didn't care at all.
That's Miami's fault, though. That's
right,
not
right.
Anything that the Cavs or the Pacers yeah. did.
And we felt good that we thought we were going to be pretty damn healthy. And then what do we find out right before the game? Oh, yeah, Darius Garland, not only is he not going to play, now the Cavs are all of a sudden worried about it. Like, well, that's different. Obviously, if we would have had that report from Jared Greenberg on Friday. Now, with that said, I'm not bailing on the series. I'm not bailing on the season. I don't think they're done. I don't think it's like they can't come out of this and be fine. Like, even Danny Cunningham's like, they could win the next four. Would you be stunned if they won the next four? I wouldn't be.
I'd actually be a little bit surprised if they
really?
Won the next four. Yeah. Josh and Berea, you're first up in the Fan. Hello.
Oh, yeah. I would be absolutely stunned if the Cavs won four in a row because I was someone, I could date it. I have the video when I called in. When we were saying, is Kobe Altman sleeping at the wheel after the Knicks got Mikal Bridges? And I said, I'm more scared of Indiana because that's a team that's been building just like how the Cavs have been building. While we were watching us, Indiana has been building a really good team. And expect a lot of those games to go down like that, getting close into the fourth quarter, and whoever has the best fourth quarter is going to win.
But you think we're better.
No, that's...
We are better, right, than the Pacers.
You're not we are. No, no, I still think we're going to win, yeah. But I went into the series saying Cavs in six. It's now Cavs in seven, guys. We're in for a series. Buckle up.
All right, Josh, thank you for the call.
Well, that's a question for tomorrow. How many games is this series going?
Oh, it's got to be Cavs in seven now, right?
No.
Do you know what the status of Darius Garland is and I don't? Is everything going to be hunky-dory? Did he wake up in the morning like Adam Banks today and everything was fine with the wrist? How does that happen? He has a serious wrist injury and he wakes up and everything's
fine. District 5 hockey's a different animal.
I think old John Voight from Varsity Blues was visiting Adam Banks when the cameras weren't rolling. That's what I think what was going on. Yeah, you guys think Garden Bombay all of a sudden was just a good guy because he's hanging around with a bunch of kids, all right? Yeah, you guys think Duxworth was a bad guy. Guess what? Thanks, everybody, who joined us today. Danny Cunningham. Yes, sir, Mr. Duxworth. Right away, Mr. Duxworth.
Quack, quack, Mr. Atkinson.
Quack, Mr. Duxworth.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.